Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, good to have you with us at 869-1240. That is the Sports Daily hotline, fueled by Twin Peaks. Let's give tickets away to the Wichita Wind Surge right now.
Cool.
Chad, let's take caller number 5 at 869-1240 on the aforementioned KFH hotline, fueled by Twin Peaks.
We'll do it.
Prize package for 4 tickets to your game of any choice. See the Wichita Wind Surge. 869-1240, caller number 5. You'll be the winner. Paul, where are you with baseball right now? Are you paying attention to it? Is there something that's grabbing you? Are you just kind of, you know, bumbling along with the Royals? Or do you, like Jacob and I, kind of, see a chance for the Royals to continue to turn some things around? Not in the standpoint of getting to playoffs or playoff of baseball, but maybe to avoid being a full-time seller at the trade deadline, which, by the way, isn't until August this year. Can they have that kind of month? They've been playing better baseball of late. Is there anything right now, even with a 25-43 baseball team, 18 games under 500, that is worth dialing into and paying attention to and having hope for?
Well, Kansas City Royals are only 12 and a half games out of first place. I mean, that's...
There you go.
You are still in a division that the Royals still have a shot. I mean, if you got hot. I mean, what if you won 8 or 9? Say you won 9 out of 12 over the course of the next, 30 days. You had that one little run. All of a sudden, you're back in it. Now, all of a sudden, you find yourself 5-6 games out of first. I mean, it's doable. I mean, you're 25-43, and you still have a shot at winning the American League Central. So that I hang my hat on. That's what I'm hanging my hat on right now. And, of course, Jad and I were talking before the show started, you know, about the Royals. And, of course, you know, there's a problem with Salvi. Salvi just went down last night with, I think, a thumb. I'm not sure. I never did understand quite what it was.
A couple nights ago, right?
Yeah, nights ago, I guess. We'll see how that works out. But the Kansas City Royals, the way I look at it, is they're only 12 and a half out. I mean, that's doable. Win a few games in a row, all of a sudden you're 6 out, and who knows what's going to happen. It's not like the Central is the hottest thing in baseball.
Okay,
right
well, now let's go easy. Winning a couple of games in a row is not going to get you to 6 back when you're 12 and a half
all
back.
Right, all right.
If you can somehow get to, you're 18 back. I mean, even if you win 9 more than you lose, you're still 9 games under 500.
Well, wait
Paul.
A second. No, you're 12 and a half out. The Royals are only 12 and a half games out.
Right, I'm talking about, but you're 18 games under 500.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch that. I'm sorry. Okay, I got you. Yeah. You're right there. And but you know, it's hope. I mean, you know, it could be a lot worse. I mean, what if you were in the American League East, for God's sakes? You'd be what?
Well,
35 games out or something like that. And of course, the other thing that I'm watching is, man, I hate to say this because I know you're a Boston Red Sox fan. Man, you got to find the New York Yankees fascinating. You got to find Judge fascinating. You got to find what's going on. I saw a stat this morning on one of the websites that I always enjoy reading. The New York Yankees, have won 52 games in the first 70 games, one short of the record, and in the same company as teams like the 29 Yankees, the 32 Yankees, some of the great teams like that. But, man, this is a great, great baseball team right now, the New York Yankees, and I find that fascinating. 52-18 at this point right now. And, golly, that's a fascinating – and, of course, Aaron Judge on pace to probably break some sort of record or at least approach a record, or he is certainly on pace to be in that 60-home run area. He may not break a home run record, but – and I'm not even sure what the real record is anymore. Is it Barry Bonds?
Well, the record in New York is the 61 from Maris.
Right, right, but I'm talking –
60 from Mantle and 61 from Maris. Yeah, so, I mean, a Yankees record is, you know –
is doable.
I mean,
is doable. So it's a fascinating story. The Yankees are a fascinating story right now. And so between the Royals being only 12 and a half games out gives you hope, and there's not a lot to be hopeful about. And, of course, we all know that you've got to play better. You're going to have to swing some things around. You're going to have to change some things. Some things got to start happening for the Royals. So we'll see. But, yeah, you wanted to know the two or three things that I'm watching right now in baseball. It would be the Royals 12 and a half back and the New York Yankees because, boy, oh, boy, they are kind of interesting to watch. And I'm trying to be nice about the Yankees because I don't want to hurt your feelings. You're a sensitive kind of guy, and I'm just not interested in hurting your feelings with Yankee talk.
Don't need to. Don't need to. By the way, the Royals would be 26 games back.
26
in the in the American League.
There you go. There you go.
26 games back.
Now,
I'm not worried about the Red Sox are fine. Red Sox have won four straight. They've won 8 of their last 10. They're not going to win the division.
No.
They're 13 games out of the division. But you know where they are? They're in the wild card.
Well, they are. They are indeed. I mean, right now, if you look at their overall record, you know, they're what? They're probably fifth, sixth?
They're 39
and 31. 39 and 31.
Right now, they're one of three teams to run. And right now, the three teams are Toronto, Boston, and Tampa. Well, Minnesota, because Cleveland now is leading that division. So actually it would be Toronto, Boston, Minnesota are the top teams right now for wild card consideration, with Tampa just one game off. So
right.
You've got four teams within two games of one another in the wild card race. We're pretty early in that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not even to July yet. But the Red Sox are right where they need to be.
Well,
they're not going to run down the Yankees.
No.
Winning the division really isn't important.
Yeah, it's
at
not,
this point.
It's not, but
just getting to the postseason is important.
Yep,
right?
Just get there. So if other than the Red Sox, which I know is your fascination and your heart's desire with regards to Major League Baseball, what's the story? What's the big story to you so far?
The Yankees are the biggest story.
All right. Well, it is. It sure is capturing a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah. And I get it. There's fatigue. There's fatigue with the Yankees. There's fatigue with the Red Sox. I understand that. There's fatigue with the Houston Astros, which in and of themselves are a good story again this year. No question. I think the Mets are intriguing. The Braves have bounced back mightily and have played really good baseball now in the last month or so. And as defending champions, have their head above water.
Right.
Other than that, you know, I don't know. I mean, the National League West, I think, will continue to be intriguing. The Dodgers and Padres are really good. The Giants are kind of hanging in there on the fringe. I think the Cardinals-Brewers battle is kind of fun. That's going back and forth. The Cardinals, you regained the division lead last night, so you've got that going for you. Who's going to be the best of the least in the American League Central? Because you're right, Paul. The Royals are in a division that's saving their bacon. I mean, Cleveland's okay. They've had a good start to the season. The Twins have been okay. The White Sox have been very disappointing. One of the most disappointing teams in the American League. just happens to be in the same division as the Royals. I think the Royals have been disappointing.
They have.
I didn't think the Royals would be 25 and 43 at this point. I really didn't. Mm-hmm. They're bad at home. They're bad on the road. They're just bad. But they've played okay here in the last couple of weeks, and they've got a schedule that allows them, if they can, you know, just get hot right now. I mean, who would you rather be playing than the Athletics? Can they start a home series tonight with the A's? And Zach Greinke is back from injury.
Right. I want the A's. The A's would be one of those teams. If not the A's, then I'm probably looking at Baltimore or somebody like that. But that's fine. Sure. Bring in the A's. They're not very good right now. They're not playing very well. And it's a chance to make up some ground. You're 12 and a half games out. You could easily be, let's say, can you be 10 and a half games out by the time this series is over? Yes, that's a possibility, assuming that, you know, the teams that are leading the Central.
Cleveland's playing well right now. So it's going to be tough. This is the thing. When you get 18 games below 500, digging out from underneath it is a very difficult proposition. Mm-hmm. Because you've got so many teams in front of you. And I don't know. I don't see the Royals. I see the Royals being in a position to get a lot of younger players better. That's where I see the Royals.
Mm-hmm.
Get a lot of these young kids, make sure that Witt Jr. and Melendez and guys like that are getting time at the major league level, and that you're developing talent. Dump players at the trade deadline. Get some help. I think Whit Merrifield and Andrew Benintendi are guys that you can live without. I know that may not sit well with some Royals fans, but I mean, Paul, you suck with them. I mean, right? You might as well, go a different direction and try to find some pieces to the puzzle that allow you to go the different direction. Right? Right?
I get, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think sort of what you and I are both saying is you need to have a whole bunch of series where the Royals win 2 out of 3. If you could get to that point and
start winning series
and start whittling that 12 and a half down. You know, we've seen crazier things happen in the world of baseball, that's for sure. And 12 and a half at this point, still in the month of June, 12 and a half games is not an amount that is impossible. I mean, it's difficult.
Pretty hard.
And we go back to the old adage that games in May matter, don't they?
They do.
And so that's where you're at, because you put yourself into that hole. And you're right, Royals are playing better. But are they playing well enough? Well, they need a win 2 out of 3. A lot of series win 2 out of 3 and sort of drag yourself game by game, win by win, out of the hole that you dug in the earlier part of the season. We'll see what happens.
Well, Paul, keep in mind, the Royals are coming off their first consecutive series wins of the season.
There you go. Yep.
Very first. So how hard is it to win 2 out of 3?
Well, hard.
Well, if you're the Kansas City Royals, hard.
Very hard.
It's hard to win 2 out of 3, but now they've done it.
Right.
They beat Oakland 2 out of 3. They beat the Angels 2 out of 3. Now you've got Oakland at home. You've got a Texas team that's okay. A couple of games under 500 coming in at home. Then you go to Detroit, who's just slightly ahead of you in the standings. You've got a 9-game stretch here before you got to go to Houston for 4, which is problematic, obviously. But you've got a 9-game stretch here, Paul, where, I mean, if you do what you just said, they're only going to go 6-3. If they are able to do what they have only done once this season, win back-to-back series, and now we're giving them the credit for maybe, okay, if you can win 3 more series back-to-back-to-back, that'll be 5 in a row. You're only going to be making up, winning 2 out of 3, you're only making up 3 games during that stretch. You're playing 9 games over the course of 2 weeks, and you're only making up three on your 500 record. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you're making up three on the Guardians or making up three on the Twins. That's how hard it is when you get this far behind the eight ball.
Jeez, you've taken the
wind
out.
That's how hard it is.
You've taken the wind out of my sails in a way. I mean, you know, I go, oh, well, gosh. I mean, well, you're right, though. That's the whole point. Yeah. You're right. And sports can be emotional and, you know, and it's rah-rah, and you and I are raised. Your father raised you, you know, that you don't quit, you don't give up, you fight. But you're right. The reality is the situation that they are in. But, you know, you talk about, you know, you win, you go 6-3 over the next two series. You know what I call that, Bruce? You know what I call that?
Right.
A start.
Progress. Progress.
That's it. There you go.
It is. And
there
you're
you
right, Paul.
That's what
and
I call it.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It is. It would be progress. And And so your standards for judging a team are a little different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's see how they do. I mean, you've got a great chance with Greinke going tonight to get a win in this first game. Then you got Brad Keller coming off, a one or two hit effort or two hit start last seven out inning.
You look good.
And then you've got Singer. You've got you've got three pretty good guys going right here.
Good shot.
Come on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That's right.
But you're still crawling before you walk. Well, that's the problem.
There you go.
You're still crawling before you walk, and that's why getting 18 games under 500 is a death knell for a team. All right, we'll get to a little OTD on this day in sports. The American Professional Football Association makes an appearance, as does Harmon Killebrew and Steve Busby. Speaking of Royals past, all straight ahead on this day, June 24th, in the world of sports. That's coming up in a moment. Brad is our winner. Congratulations, Brad. He gets the prize package of four tickets to a game of his choice, courtesy of the Wichita Wind Surge. Be listening for your chance to do the same here on Sports Daily. We're back in a moment.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.